This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
So a couple weeks ago, news broke that Missouri Governor Eric Greitens was caught up in a sex scandal. I want to talk about a couple things related to that. One of the headlines on the day this broke said, GOP Missouri Governor in Sex Scandal. And some people raised an issue with that, questioning why he had to be identified by party in that headline. Is that something you agree with or disagree with? I'll speak personally. First of all, I don't like using the term GOP, which stands for Grand Old Party. Mm-hmm. I think that almost sounds like a little bit of an endorsement or praise of the Republican Party. I think just refer to them as Republicans, or the other party as Democrats. I think that should suffice. As far as using that in a headline, identifying him by party in a headline, I can take it or leave it. I would point out that Republicans really try to claim the moral high ground when they try to remove Bill Clinton from office in a sex scandal nearly 20 years ago. And so I think it is relevant that this party that, like I say, has tried to claim the moral high ground and now has one of its own caught up in things, although I'm not sure Republicans are really claiming the moral high ground anymore, given who they supported for the White House and who is our current occupant of the White House.
I could take it or leave it. I believe I agree with you, Rich, on that. It's not necessary to maybe say what affiliation he is, because this is where we get zapped, right? As in journalism, where we're the liberal press, right?
Yeah, I can take it or leave it in the headline, but I think it belongs somewhere in the story.
Certainly, it does. I mean, it for the sake of accuracy and being technical, but I think it would have sufficed to just have write Greitens or Missouri governor, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. I agree with that. I think there needs to be we need to be ever vigilant to be striving to be accurate, but not for the sake of trying to appear that maybe we might be leaning left or right for that matter. But I would agree with that. I could take or leave that stance. But I think ethically we have to – our first job has to be for the sake of accuracy and being specific. And GOP is a kind of an interesting, trendy term that we like to use as a synonym, because maybe we don't like to constantly repeat the word Republican all the time. Okay, I can see that, but I could take or leave that.
I have to agree with the GOP part. I would, if I were to use it at all, it would be Republican. But I know that's more letters and people. It's a headline, right?
Especially for a headline, that's right.
Yeah, so I might leave it out altogether and then talk about it in the body of the article. But I'd make sure that to back up what the whole reason it's newsworthy is because this person was likely campaigning on the fact that he had this family. And they always – I mean, most candidates do bring up their family values, right? Mm-hmm. So that's something that you can discuss within the article itself. I think I would make sure that is brought into it. We go back and look at some of the campaign ads and things like that, since they deemed it newsworthy to begin with.
This story was broken by a St. Louis television station. St. Louis Public Radio, shortly after the story broke, said they had also heard that that there might be some sort of scandal. They could not get the governor to comment on it. They could not get the woman involved to talk about it. And so they dropped it. They felt it was her story to tell. The TV station eventually, I believe, used a lot of information from the woman's ex-husband. What do you think about that? He's certainly someone I would think it sounds like has an axe to grind. Would you base a story around the allegations of an ex-husband? We should point out that the governor has since, of course, acknowledged being unfaithful to his marriage. So there is some truth in here, but is that enough to go on with for a story you're working on with something so sensitive?
That's really iffy ethically.
Right.
Now there was a tape, and he had taped his ex-wife, and I believe in Missouri it's a one-party consent state.
Mm-hmm.
So he was within his rights to tape her, but ethically, is that something that you as a journalist feel comfortable with using as all of your sources, because no one else is talking but this ex-husband? It's really iffy. Also, is it really newsworthy to begin with? You go back and forth, and I think that's what some of the stations down in St. Louis struggled with, is this something that our audience needs to know about, or is this something that's a private matter?
Yeah, I should emphasize, whereas Bill Clinton's activities occurred while he was in office, Eric Greitens, this affair happened before he was elected. Mm-hmm. So he was not an office holder at the time.
Right. And that's a good point. It was in his own private domain. But you have to consider the source, I think. And if it's a jilted, ex-wife, ex-husband or lover or something of that nature, you have to take that into account. And maybe err on the side of caution, which I think would probably be the best advice here, is to make sure that maybe you need something to further verify this, and to really ask if this is of the public need, or is there really a important need or right to know on behalf of the public. Was there an affair to begin with? Was it happening on company time at the expense of taxpayers while in office, things of that nature? I think those are questions that you'd have to put through your stress test before you decide to cover something like that.
Again, I would say Republicans have in the past certainly claimed the moral high ground, and this sort of conduct I don't think would be considered moral. So is he sort of breaking a promise?
I think it would kind of depend on, because I'm not familiar, we don't live in that state, I'd be curious personally, if I was recovering that, maybe what was his campaign like and what he said? Maybe that might lend itself to maybe digging into this deeper and looking into this. Was he kind of an evangelical type? Was he a family values kind of person? Ralph Reed, so on and so forth. Maybe that might lend itself to maybe digging into this deeper, and maybe it might have some substance there.
And that's why I brought up those campaign ads. Did he run on a basis of family values, and that he's a loving husband, and that he has this great family? I mean, those are things that you want to look at to deem whether or not he was running on this kind of basis. Because again, like you were talking about, Rich, this happened before he took office. This was well before. So this may not necessarily be the most newsworthy story unless he was running on that basis.
Yeah, although I believe it happened in 2015. By then, he certainly would have been either running for the office or starting to form the idea of making a bid for office. So if that matters.
Well, it's hard to tell. And we can't read people's minds when it comes to this kind of thing. And where are the facts? I guess that's the question. We don't know exactly I don't know exactly when this happened.
Another issue could be maybe if readers or viewers maybe demand this, that might give you some reason to maybe dig into it further. But make the decision if this is something that's pertaining and germane to the public need.
It's just really interesting for an audience just to take note of a station decided to run it, another one didn't. One thing doesn't always mean – I mean, just because someone comes out with a story doesn't necessarily mean that another station will go with it. We all do – although we have usually run on the same kind of ethical lines, not every station – goes with that story. Some stations decide, okay, this is important for our audience, and another one decides this is not important for our audience.
Yeah, that's a good point that one station may be making a better decision, and we don't want to fall into the pits of pack journalism, where just because one does it, that means we have to too. Maybe there's a better decision to be made, and I think there was one in this instance.
All right. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.